Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another show. This is Independent Friday with So Ambitious. And yes, you are plugged in with one of the hottest shows on Lawless Radio. We have several others, but I will list those out before the end of the show. First of all, I'd like to give a shout out to my world, my family, Mr. J's Verse, Red G. Also, all of you guys, all the independent artists who submit their music to Lawless Radio. Now, tonight we have a very interesting topic. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Troy Davis case. And you guys that are familiar with that case, if you have an opinion or you have something that you would like to get off your chest about that case, you can give us a call at 646-478-5209, and we can get this discussion going. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the case, Troy Davis is an African-American man who was convicted of killing an off-duty police officer, Mark McPhail, in Savannah, Georgia. And this was on August 19th, 1989. And he had several witnesses say in the beginning that, yeah, they saw him pull the trigger. It was him. He was the one that did it. Well, later on, you had these people come back and recant their story and say, hey, you know, it wasn't him. We weren't sure. And all this other stuff, which prompted everybody to look into the case and say, wait a minute. So when they got to looking into stuff, it wasn't really enough evidence to convict him. Now, mind you, this man was on death row. So, you know, all these people, they had petitions going out, people signing petitions. I was one of the people that signed the petition. You know, people protesting. His lawyers were trying to get the prosecutor to go back and look over the case. And they just simply refused to do it. They even offered to give this guy a lie detector test. They refused to do it. So the pardon board denied his request. So they actually ended up going to the higher court, the Supreme Court. And he was supposed to be executed on September the 21st at 7 o'clock that evening. but the Supreme Court actually gave him a temporary stay until they looked into the case. Well, in my opinion, they didn't look into it long enough, because at 11 o'clock, at 11:08, this man was executed. A lot of people are angry, because my thing is this. The justice system, to me, is screwed up. You have someone like Casey Anthony. The case, like the evidence against this woman, was crazy. You had her lying for 31 days about where her child was. You had her, you know, you had the smell in the trunk of the car. You had just all these lies she was telling the officers. You had all these searches on the computer. She's making up fake nannies and stuff. You have, I mean, just so many things against her. However, a jury found her not guilty due to lack of evidence. But you have this man, this black man, who there was not enough evidence in this case to really convict him. You had all the witnesses coming back, changing their story. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that one of the people that actually pointed the finger at him actually confessed to somebody and said that they were the ones who did it. So you got all this stuff, and these people are not willing to look at this case again and try to see where the holes were in this and give this man a new trial. So my question to you is, do you think it's a black and white issue? What do you think it is? Why is it that you have this white woman who clearly murdered her child? All the evidence is against her. But then you have this man, and there's not enough evidence to convict him of murder, and he's dead. They killed this man. How do you feel about our justice system? How do you feel about the death penalty? I'm sorry, death penalty in our country? The number again is 646-478-5209. I'm going to go ahead and get into some of this music, and I'll be back with more on this. Again, guys, tonight's topic is Troy Davis and our justice system. What do you think about it? We'll be back after some music. This is Being Ignored. Lene Michelle.
You. you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them more, you get hurt first. Depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go. I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale. Relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored. Truly, I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see. Wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
Thank you. ACP, what up?
DJScreenTV.com. Fuck with it.
Hey, hey, it's the casualty when you put them sneakers on. Fresh fit, got them other bitches looking reckless. I say bitches cause they ain't no competition. They just wanna be the one around zips like a necklace. But that right there is what I can't do. I'll be a damn fool if I redirect it. Yeah, that's true, and without a cast crew, we've been living out a movie, boy, we deserve Netflix. I ain't gotta stand and repeat it, you be hella fly. That's why they never try, they know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. No, it ain't a question. Killing them is evident. When you hit the room, these other women lose their element. That's why I be attracted to you, positive and negative. Put in front of beauty, they look worse than they already did. See, shorty could rip the runway with some sweats on. And straight killing them, it's like they getting sent home. And independence is just no one to depend on. At the end of the day, she bringing her ends home. That's what I like in a woman. She be dumb fly, smart as an alumni. Fresh up off a college trip. Hit a spot, make all of their jaws drop. And it ain't even needed for Zipper to go acknowledge it. Cause that right there is a given. I'll be tripping if I try to keep pointing out the obvious. Girl, listen, I know you killing them bitches. Every time you shut it down, you leave them powerless. And yeah, that's why I ain't gotta stand and repeat it. You be hella fly. That's why they never try. They know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. I don't ever notice what they on. They gon' have a hard time getting my attention, cause I'm so up in my zone. Looking at tears when I get focused in the dome. Cause I'm scoping, but I'm hoping I'll be poking with the bone. What the kid go through to have you over in my home? It's a pleasure and an honor to be showing you my room. She done heard it and seen it. The type with a guard up, something that I'm into and I wanna be a part of. Cause she bad, something I would wanna have. She just throw it in the bag, she ain't worried about the price tag. A lot of fans who be docking in the stands. When she posted with a man, she be showing them that nice swag. Straight killer, ain't no other chick thriller. Who be sweeter than vanilla, still colder than an ice bag. None of them, but they should be getting familiar. Cause ain't no other similar, I'm telling you. Like, man, I don't even need it repeated. But you be hella fly, that's why they never try. They know better, I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them will ride? And you keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die.
Yep.
don't create, I act. Lights, camera, action, 447, the main attraction. I flashy though, Manny Pacquiao, how I beat the track. Grind is everlasting, but I ain't heavy bagging. We heavy dragging, so that means we heavy action. With a passion, I be riding with my girl off. Pop the Porsche, pop the Merlot. Now love mama, holla, let me have it. Get it, how you live it, long as you live it. It's a motto, aspirations I do follow. Driving's like a Monte Carlo. I guess I see y'all tomorrow. Drinking the bottle till it's hollow. When we sit it, getting lifted off of Merlot and Moscato. Merlot and Moscato. Merlot, Merlot, and Moscato, Merlot, and Moscato, Merlot, Merlot, and Moscato, niggas feeling splendid, drinking to the bottles hollow, when we did it, getting lifted off of Merlot, and Moscato.
All right, guys, welcome back to Independence Fridays with So Ambitious here on Lawless Radio. Again, if you would like to call in, weigh on tonight's topic, the number is 646-478-5209. And the topic is the Troy Davis case and how do you feel about our death penalty. And I would love to hear your opinions on this. Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy. To follow me, you can find me on Twitter at SoAmbitious1. You can also go to my website, www.soambitiousonline.com. Now, if you're an independent artist and you want your music heard here on Lawless Radio, you can go to lawlessradio.com, hit the submit tab, and submit your music. All right, but again, we're talking about the Troy Davis case, and I was saying that I'm a bit confused about it. You know, you have look at the Rodney King case. Let's go there, where they actually had videotape of the officers beating the crap out of Rodney King. All the officers got acquitted. You have a lot of people making a good point on Facebook earlier. You have the cases like Emmett Till. You have the four little black girls. All of the people in those cases were white and were acquitted. Now, again, this man, there was no weapon found. There was nothing other than those people saying that he was the one that actually killed this off-duty officer who was white. And those people that came out and said that he was guilty of it actually came back and retracted their stories. And they executed this man anyway. And to me, this is my opinion on the death penalty, and it is my opinion. I don't agree with it anyway. That was before this case. I've never been someone who was for the death penalty. I worked as a paralegal for many years, and I've never than anybody that was for the death penalty. I can never say how I would feel if a family member of mine was murdered by someone, and I don't know if I would feel the same way then or not. I've never really experienced that, but I can honestly say now, I'm just not with that, because to me, you're doing the same thing that you convicted this person of. To me, murder is murder. And we are not God people. And he says when it's time for you to leave this world, you know. I don't know. I'm just not somebody that's a fan of the death penalty. I've never been. Never. I remember when I was in school and we had to write a paper on something that we were really passionate about. And that was one of the things that I was actually passionate about. And that's one of the things I wrote a paper on. And, I mean, I've just never been a fan of it, and this is why. Because you have so many innocent people who were executed. And some of those people, after they killed these people, they found out that the person was actually innocent. Well, once you've already killed them, it's too late to do anything about it. I mean, what's the point? You know, the only thing you can do is just go arrest the person that did it, but is that going to bring the other person back? So, again, I would love to have your opinion on the Troy Davis case. The number, again, is 646-478-5209. Call in and tell me what you guys think of our death penalty. All right, we're going to get back into some more music, and I will be back to take your calls. This is Do You Wrong, Dirty Digger. I'm sorry, Count on Money, Jay's verse, and then Do You Wrong, Dirty Digger.
I'm a real nigga, I make the song bleed. Pack a pizza when I got it, gon' remember me. Good baby, go and sell a fucking ton of weed. But you need to look, all the days in the Garden City. I get 8 pounds, if you getting in. Price starts by 2, if you getting 10. Cause I'm front and 5, come and pick it up. And I run my own, cut the middleman, got nigga hoes counting up my fucking dividends. I don't trust nobody, and I don't even care. Snitch gonna snitch like a nigga gon' breathe out. So I watch my front, Glock got my back. Missile blow holes through that 8-town city cap. Private cash house, I just pay a rent. These trick a bunch up, money over fucking bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. More or less, I got this street gang tied up. And you lose it cause your team ain't tight enough. On my Yamaha, tell them hate me now. Bought a house, put the beagles in the backyard. Independent blood, send the kid running shit. This is song just to brag about me getting it. Let me see you go, drugs and sunshine. Speak of video, put it online. Ass clapping red bones, I deserve applause. Bikini tops, you can see they nipples getting hard. Drunk at all of this, call me Kanye. That's your fucking mic, who cares what you say? Check your fan base, now look at me. I'm on the beach where a real ball is supposed to be. Breast in my face, ass on my lap. This a life, I ain't never gonna look back. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. Broke nigga lane, run the stacks up. Put you in the game. A lot of niggas talking bad like they doing it. But they fast fading out like sad music. With them through longevity, I got stacks. Tell them pussy niggas, I got tracks. Put the industry, now I plan to do my thing. Hustle hard, I ain't a motherfucking game. I'm a veteran, deserve a Purple Heart. Been down since days of Deuce, I swear to God. If this my last shot, I'ma kill this song. Every verse I spit, every hook I'm on. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. Damn, putting on, man, we hood rich. SAP roll, I never flaw. Said I only did lit shit, that's on blood.
shine to shawty.
Yeah.
You know, I've been seeing you around the way, giving all these dudes no play. But then you look my way and I'm like, shawty. And I'm like, shawty. And I'm like, shawty.
But I'm for real though.
I'm finna give it to you like I'm on them pills. So if you ain't ready for it, just let me know. I don't sleep around, but as if I'm a pro. Baby, I know this is what you've been waiting for. So relax and let me enter your love door.
Trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark. Holding you around town, with the rag top down, down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Your thing, you always keep the secrets about how I made you feel. Cause I'm in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Look at here, now look what's going on. Can't you see that it's wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Ain't going out like that no more. Like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it. In it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Welcome back to Independent Fridays with So Ambitious. Again, tonight's topic is the Troy Davis case. I have been following this case, and it has really just, our justice system has really just gotten on my nerves. Anybody who is not familiar with it, Troy Davis is the guy who they executed on September 21st at 11:08 p.m., Everybody's been signing petitions to get that overturned and get him a stay so they will actually go in and look into his case a little more. You know, the seven witnesses that actually came forward and said that he was the actual shooter because he's accused of killing a off-duty police officer in Savannah, Georgia. But the people that came forth and said that he was the one that did it came back and changed their story. So there was lack of evidence. They didn't have a murder weapon. They really didn't have anything. And he's been maintaining his innocence from day one. And again, they executed him. And a lot of people are upset about that. I mean, you have so many instances where you have white people actually on videotape murdering someone or beating them, and they can get acquitted. You have, again, like I said earlier in the show, people like Casey Anthony, where the case was just, they had so much evidence, it was ridiculous. She's walking. But you have this man right here where they had lack of evidence, and they executed him anyway. And they said that his last words to the guy's family, to the officer's family, he said to them, you know, I did not murder your father, son, brother. I'm innocent. I didn't have a gun. Those were his last words. So he, again, maintained his innocence all the way up until that day. So, again, guys, if you've been following this case and you have an opinion on it, and if you think that, just call in and tell me what you think about our justice system. How do you feel about the death penalty, period? You can call in at 646-478-5209 and give me your opinion. I'm going to get back into some more music, and we'll talk a little more about the Troy Davis case.
Hey, like you at all.
Write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to you. Everything filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the row, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the size of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Dog. Time to put the nail in the coffin. Close the text, don't let the maggots of the hearts in. Wheels moving like a volleyball top spin. Road taking to the next city where the crowd is. Now everybody silent. Put your lighters up in the air and be quiet. Tribute to the crime rate for every life that's lost to gun violence.
So far the battle was one dog. So far the battle was one dog. So far the battle was one dog. I feel like a millionaire minus Slum Dog. So far the battle was one dog. So far the battle was one dog. So far the battle was one dog. I feel like a millionaire minus Slum Dog. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back. Mr. Yeah Buddy is back.
So far the battle was one dog. I feel like a millionaire minus Slum Dog.
Submit your music by going to lawlessradio.com, click submit, and read the form and submit your music. Also, you can find me on Twitter at soambitious1, And on my website, www.soambitiousonline.com, I'm always updating it and adding new stuff. I'm not trying to add too much because I don't want it to look all messy, but I'm trying to do some new stuff with it. Again, tonight's topic is the Troy Davis case, and I just wanted to see what you guys thought of the death penalty. As I mentioned earlier, I worked as a paralegal for many, many years, and I've never been for the death penalty. You know, I know everybody, you know, have their opinions, and there's a lot of people that support it, but I don't, because in my eyes, they're just doing the same thing that they just convicted this person of doing. They're murdering somebody, too. That's just the way I see it. And this case is another reason why I am so against it, is because you have so many people who are, in fact, innocent, and they're being executed. And then, you know, there are some cases where after they've already executed the person, they find out later on that, you know, the person was actually innocent. What can you do from that point besides, okay, arrest the right person, but is that going to bring this innocent person back? You know? So that's just one of the reasons why I'm so against the death penalty. But that's just how it is here in our country. Some states, I know of some states that don't do the death penalty. I can't remember which ones it is. I think I'm going to look it up. Once I get into some more music, I'm going to look up those states. But I think that there are some that they just don't do it. And, of course, Georgia is definitely not one of them. But I'm going to look that up, and I'm going to get that information to you. But let me go ahead and shout out everybody here on Lawless Radio, the chairman, Mr. TL, and all of the other radio hosts here. We are here every day, every week. You have, excuse me, you have Game Time with Sherm Demand on Mondays, 7 p.m. Central Time. You have On the Rise with Attica Lundy at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. You have Grit Grind with the chairman, TL, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays. I'm sorry. Raw Deal with Catrice at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. Then you have me, Independent Fridays with So Ambitious at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fridays. And then you have Welcome to the Sidewalk with People's Sinatra, 5:30 p.m. Central Time on Sunday. We don't have a Saturday show yet, but, you know, the chairman is always hiring people, so you never know. All right. I guess I'll go ahead and get back into some of this music, because that's what we're here for, the independent artists. Again, if you have an opinion on the Troy Davis case, which is something everybody is talking about lately, you can call in at 646-478-5209.
Allow me to introduce me properly. Hey. I'm Piano Man at the top of the opposite of you. So what you wanna do? Old school ride for the new school. I don't smoke, but I light you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling vigorous. Keep this up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a very young like Tyler in Medina. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, woo, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lesson plan. Ask Mercedes, I bend you like compressor, man. You be falsetto while I get low like you find heartbeats rapping cause you're breathing hard. I'm Eddie Kang with the pipes, but I ain't out for that. And that's not gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't care who's around. Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
After that first time, the next time gonna be, it's gonna be my
my plate, stir your plate, no matter. Just as long as it's going down. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my splendor. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Meeting in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Steal my stock, rising in return, and makes me a consumer. You can call me Google, and I tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results of me. That first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place, or your place, it don't matter. My place or your place, don't matter. Don't care. Just as long as it's going down. Hey, my sex is schizophrenic. Means I make your body multitask like a bowl of Cheerios. Nothing but them all in fast. Baby, ask about me. Get my reputation for lying and daughter. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that body water. Take me in and lose yourself. Taste my sweet elite. George W. Mad because of my mad slipping the reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go on or not? Or stay the course? Yeah, you're right. I'ma stay in free until I find it. So that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place. Don't matter. Just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be. My place, say your place, don't matter, don't matter. I don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down.
All right, guys, I wanted to come back real quick, and then I'm going to go back into some more music. You know, I'm always talking about the Meningitis Foundation here, and I always tell you my story. Well, I will be doing the commercial. Well, the commercial will actually be airing on this show, Lawless, and my other show. The next time I'm on Lawless, it will be on here. And on my show, it will be on Thursday. So you guys will get to hear that commercial that I did for meningitis and what I'm trying to do to get awareness. I'm going to send it out to other radio stations as well. If you have a website and you want to post that commercial on your website, please send me an email, soambitious1@gmail.com, and I will get that to you. Also, I'm in the process of speaking back and forth with Lynn Bozoff of the Meningitis Foundation to get her to come here on Lawless and talk to me and give you guys a little more information on meningitis as well. I've talked to Lynn Bozoff twice, and it wasn't on this show, but it was on the other show, so I'm going to talk to her here on Lawless so you guys can get a little more information, hear her story, and when we finalize a date, I will definitely let you know when she'll be on. But I wanted to put those things out there because those are things that are important to me. We're going to get back into some more music, guys. This is Been Around the World, Dime.
Oh, now I've been around the world, been around the block, the game on life, like candy, fuck, but you know I'm about to play free. Money making time, money about to fight, please get up on my side. Your man, he's the main one on his knees.
When my think about you, my confidant.
She's been through it all. She told me about her past. Dreams of finding somebody she could never have. I wanna make her dreams come true, so I do all the things she don't expect me to. It don't matter time or day, I'm always waiting. I keep my phone close, her call I be anticipating. I know exactly what she worth, she priceless in my eyes. Angel in the skies, glad to say she all mine. I think about her and it's like somebody stopped the time. My diamond in the rough, it's a must, I let her shine. She crossed my mind, I press rewind to relive the moment. Flawless in all she do, call her my superwoman. Time awake brings us closer. I can't wait to hold her, turned on by a sweet aroma. Body massages, feet rubs just to ease her tension. She likes to vent and talk for hours, I'd love to listen. I don't do no tripping in the end, she feels better. Nothing she say is dumb, talk to me about whatever. I try to show her all the things that's most important. A real life fairy tale that need to be recorded. All I think about is things to do to make her smile. Spy appointments, cancel plans, she gon' be there a while. She my queen, she get the royal treatment. I give all she need, she keep my heart beat.
You dearly, baby, you know I do. Take my hand.
All right, guys, welcome back to Independent Fridays with So Ambitious. Again, tonight's topic is Troy Davis. I just wanted to know what everybody thought about this case. Nobody's calling in. Twitter was going crazy about it, Facebook and everything, but nobody's calling in. But, again, we have 30 minutes remaining, so if you still want to get that up and, you know, let me know what you think of this case, the number is 646-478-5209. Again, you can catch me on Twitter at SoAmbitious1, my Facebook, www.facebook.com/SoAmbitious.publicist, and on my website, www.SoAmbitiousOnline.com. You can also catch my sometimes co-host, Jace Verse, at J-A-Y-C-E-V-E-R-S-E on Twitter, and on his website, jayceversemusic.net. All right, guys. Again, I guess we're just going to go ahead and play some more music. I think I've said everything I needed to say as far as the Troy Davis case. You know, I just continue to pray for his family and that they find some type of closure. They said they're going to continue to fight this because they know that that's what he will want them to do. So I'm definitely going to continue to follow this and see what happens. You can also comment on this on my website, soambitiousonline.com, and click on, well, it's on the feature page, so you can go on there and tell me your thoughts on there. All right, y'all, we're going to get back into this music. I will definitely be back before the end of the show. This is Scream by J. Cale.
Thank you. Without struggling a little bit, it really ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? Talk to him, B. If you ain't see it without it, I got things to do. Yes, sir. your girl Jay Silva, and you're checking out my single Blowing Kisses on Lawless Radio. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio.
Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Independent Friday with So Ambitious. Thank you guys for tuning in. You can catch me every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Lawless Radio. I'll be back next week, same time. Again, you can find me on Twitter, SoAmbitious1, and on my website, SoAmbitiousOnline.com. Again, I will be back next Friday. Thank you guys for kicking it with me. Go to www.nmaus.org for more information and the vaccines on meningitis. Holla at y'all next week.
Yeah.
In the streets, that ain't green, but she's so ambitious. All the things that I mean, that's so ambitious. You that was so ambitious, you now was so ambitious. She got with me, so you know that she's so ambitious. In the streets, that ain't green, but she's so ambitious. All the things that I mean, that's so ambitious. You that was so ambitious, you now was so ambitious. Right now, it's live, you turn your dial up.
Life is so ambitious, baby.
Yeah,